Hi, everyone. Welcome to our program, Explore Our World. I'm David. Today, we invite three students in Hanoi to talk about places that interest them. Ling, you first.
Hello. My name is Ling. I'm keen on learning about cultural diversity, so the Vietnam Museum of Ethnology is my place of interest. It displays a rich collection of artifacts relating to 54 ethnic groups of Vietnam. Moreover, this museum includes several reconstructed traditional houses belonging to various ethnic groups, so you can look around and take photos. Sometimes you can watch water puppet shows there. It's quite fascinating.
Sounds interesting. How about you, Fong?
Hi, I'm Fong.
I really like visiting Duong Lam Ancient Village. The village has a history of about 1,200 years with many 400-year-old houses. Most of these old traditional houses were built from blocks of laterite and mud. It's a peaceful place that is very hard to find in the modern life of the cities. I cycled through the village and met the locals. Besides, I visited some temples there and listened to some historical stories about two kings of Vietnam, King Nho Kien and King Phung Hung. Wow, those must be very exciting. And how about this little girl, Mai?
Hi everyone, I'm Mai. Last weekend, I visited Ben Phuc Village with my sister. It's well known for silk and silk products. They are of high quality and versatile. Especially, local people still use traditional looms to weave the silk. We visited some workshops and bought some silk items, such as shirts, dresses, scarves, and ties. Some of them are quite reasonable.
That's really amazing. I will visit that village one day. Thank you for spending time with us.
Wang lives in Beijing with her husband and her daughter. Like other city dwellers there, her family has to face serious air pollution every day. The first thing Wang does when she wakes up in the morning is to check her kit to make sure she is breathing clean air. It seems to be very strange to many people, but it's quite popular there. A thick layer of smog rolls into China's capital city, turning skyscrapers into shadows and clear air into a yellow fog. This smog causes her many troubles. It's difficult for her to breathe without a protective face mask or an air purifier. She can hardly see things clearly, even in the daytime. More seriously, her child may catch a chronic cough because of the unclean air. Air pollution is even worse in industrial zones outside the capital. But why does smog keep blanketing Beijing? The main sources of pollutants include exhaust emissions from more than 5 million motor vehicles in Beijing, coal burning in neighboring regions, dust storms from the north, and local construction dust.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our program, Talk to Celebrities. Today, I'm very glad to introduce Miss Amy, the popular advice columnist of Teen Inc. magazine. She's going to share with us her interesting job. Hello, Miss Amy. What do you enjoy about this job?
Hello. I have to say that to be able to help many teenagers with their own problems is a complete joy to me. Sometimes I feel like a teenager again. That makes me really happy.
Prior to becoming an advice columnist, were you someone people would come to for advice?
No, I would say no. Actually, I'm the youngest in a large family, and I'm more likely to take advice and ask for advice than to offer it. So, do you have any difficulties in giving advice?
Yes, you know, there are many different ways to deal with a problem, and I always urge myself to find the best advice I can give. Sometimes it takes me a lot of time to think of practical advice for my dear readers.
What is the most important thing to an advice columnist?
Well, I think we need to be able to empathize. When we put ourselves in teenagers' shoes or accompany them as their close friend, we can easily understand why they act and feel like they do. Then we can give them the most sincere advice for their problems. We also need to be very careful about choosing words. I always try to avoid "you must" or "you need." Perhaps for me, "I think you should," "I encourage," or simply "you might" sound much better.
I studied at a village school. Our school was quite small, with only one classroom for 20 students of different ages. Therefore, it was completely normal that some of my friends were much older than me. We had only one teacher who taught us every subject. At that time, children used to walk to school. Many went barefoot. I still remember how terrible it was when I went to school without shoes on cold or rainy days. We never knew about the idea of wearing a school uniform. We wore casual clothes to school instead. At school, we mainly learned how to read and to write. Sometimes we learned math and history, but it wasn't often. In our curriculum, there were no science lessons, and we didn't have a range of exams either. In those days, we learned to write with dip pens, nib pens on wooden holders that were dipped in ink. Having ink stains on paper or clothes became the unforgettable memories during our school time. Our school discipline was strict. We were expected to be quiet and well-behaved. We had to stand up and bow to greet our teacher at the beginning of each lesson. We couldn't talk without the teacher's permission. It was quite common for a disruptive child to be rapped on the hand with a ruler. However, we had neither homework nor extra classes. Thus, we had a lot of time to participate in outdoor activities such as flying kites, playing tug-of-war, and more. Besides, we could help our parents do the chores and farming jobs. Those school days were so wonderful.
Any tourist would be mesmerized by the truly magical scenes of Ha Long Bay, one of the most breathtaking places on the planet. Located in the Gulf of Tonkin, this is a UNESCO World Heritage Site and a large area with incredible natural beauty and about 1,969 limestone islands emerging from the emerald water. These small islands have a variety of fascinating shapes which closely resemble chickens, dragons, sails, or human heads. A cruise around the tranquil bay to admire the incredibly stunning scenery is a must for those who love natural beauty. Ha Long Bay is an extraordinary natural wonder with numerous wonderful caverns. Its most beautiful grottos, such as Tian Kong, Song Sok, Do Go, and Tam Kung, are well worth visiting. Besides the historical sites including Ven Dong Island, Poem Mountain, and the Bak Dong River are quite suitable for people who are interested in exploring history. It has been shown that humans have inhabited the area for tens of thousands of years. Unsurprisingly, Ha Long Bay has been recently seen as one of the new
seven natural wonders of the world. With spectacular natural beauty and long history, it is the perfect destination for visitors from all over the world.
Oh, Mrs. Lian, is that you? The youngest person in the family picture?
Exactly, Alex. It was taken 30 years ago.
Wow, that long ago? Did several generations share a house at that time?
Yes. Most people of my generation lived in extended families. A typical extended family household consisted of three generations living together in the same house.
Really? Did you used to live with your grandparents, parents, your aunts, uncles, and even cousins under one roof?
I did. Actually, there were 10 people in my family. My grandparents, my parents, my uncle's family, my two siblings, and me.
And did you have much privacy?
No. I had to share almost everything with other family members. Bedrooms, bathroom, and TV.
Wow! I can't even imagine. Each member of your family must have lacked privacy, space, and comfort.
Yes, but we learned to be patient and easygoing, so those weren't big problems to us.
That sounds great. How about meals?
I loved meals because they were opportunities for all members not only to eat together, but also to talk and to strengthen family bonds. Problems at work or things happening in the village were our common topics during meals.
I like family meals too. So who did the chores?
Mostly the women in my family, like my grandma, mom, and my aunt. They were very hardworking and caring.
I see. Did you have a lot of quarrels with other people in such a big family?
Well, not much.
You all must have been very tolerant to get along so well.
That's right. Coming to a decision was the most difficult part. Most of the time, the elders made the decisions, and the younger family members just had to follow. However, we didn't always agree. So we had to learn to talk, listen, respect, and compromise.
Sounds interesting.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our program, Healthy Every Day. Today, our special guests are two teenagers who will share with us their eating habits. Do they have healthy eating habits? Let's see now. Hello, Steve. Can you tell me about what you eat every day?
Yes. I usually get up late, so I don't have enough time to finish breakfast at home. Normally, I bring a carton of milk and some cookies to eat on the school bus. Sometimes I have to skip breakfast to catch the bus on time, so at lunchtime, it's really awful. I always feel very hungry. I often have a hamburger, pizza, or pasta served with a packet of crisps and a glass of cola for lunch because I can easily buy them at the school canteen. For dinner, I have more choices such as medium rare steak, roasted chicken, grilled beef, or steamed shrimp. I love all of them, but I like steak pie the most. It can be understood as a traditional British meat pie made from stewing steak and beef gravy enclosed in a pastry shell. It's so delicious. My mom often cooks it for me. Besides, I seldom eat vegetables because I don't like their taste. My parents often complain to me about my unhealthy eating habits. They are encouraging me to change them. I think if I do that, I can avoid obesity.
I think you can. And how about you, Jesse?
Stephen doesn't have healthy eating habits, but I do. After exercising in the morning, I enjoy a bowl of cereal, a glass of milk, and some fruit. Breakfast is seen as the most important meal of the day, so I never skip it. Instead of buying lunch at school, I prepare my lunchbox on my own. 2 slices of bread, an omelet, and salad are enough for me. In the evening, I help my grandma and my mom prepare dinner. Sometimes, they teach me how to cook and garnish some dishes. Whereas many teenagers like fast food and sugary beverages, I rarely consume them as they are unhealthy. My favorite dish for dinner is a Cobb salad. It's an American garden salad made from chopped salad greens, tomato, bacon, chicken breast, hard-boiled egg, avocado, cheese, and red wine vinaigrette. It's quite easy to make, and it's nutritious, too.
Great! You have very healthy eating habits, Jesse.
Good morning. Welcome to our lecture today. I'm here to talk to you about some ways tourism has positively impacted nations. The positive effects can be classified into socio-cultural effects, economic effects, and environmental effects. The most obvious benefit it brings to a nation is economic growth. Tourism makes a significant contribution to the income of a country or region. A great amount of money is generated from the tourist expenditure on goods and services, or taxes from enterprises in the tourism industry. Additionally, it creates job opportunities for many people. As a result, this can both promote prosperity in various fields and help many laborers out of poverty. From the socio-cultural perspective, tourism brings people from different backgrounds, cultures, and traditions together and promotes peace thanks to a better understanding of differences. Moreover, it helps to improve the quality of life of both tourists and local people, bringing them enjoyment and satisfaction. Last but not least, tourism in some ways forces people to preserve the environment. National parks and protected areas have been created thanks to tourism. It also raises public awareness of environmental problems. So, does tourism have any bad effects? I will give you the answer next time. Goodbye and see you later.